Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio in Waukesha on the Shore. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what, you wonder what voter suppression looks like. You wonder what it looks like. It's in a Petri dish. It's in an experimental lab down in Texas. Here's what's happened. Texas have a March 1 primary. March 1 primary. Texas election officials, under a new Republican law that was just passed, have rejected a large amount of mail-in ballot applications in Houston and San Antonio, two of the Democratic areas that vote highly Democratic. And the election supervisor there said, quote, "My friends, this is what voter suppression looks like," end quote. You know, you can study biology, you can study physics and chemistry in labs. Usually you can't study voter suppression labs, but Texas is a lab where you can study voter suppression. And here are the issues, and it's sneaky, extremely sneaky, but let me give you an example of what the law now says. In Texas, when you register to vote, you have to give either your social security number or your driver's license number. And they don't keep some public record of it where you can find out which one you gave. Okay. Now, and it hadn't been the case before, but now when you put in for an absentee ballot, you have to put down the number that you gave when you registered. And if you guess wrong, you don't get an absentee ballot. I mean, come on. So if you say, well, I think I gave my social security number, so you give that again, and even if it's accurate, if you gave them your driver's license number, you don't get a ballot, or vice versa. I remember, you know, when you put a password down for, you know, Google or anything else, frequently they'll say, here are some questions that we may ask you to verify you. You know, what was your mother's maiden name? What is your favorite book as a kid? Who is your best friend? I know a lot of people who will say, okay, my best friend or the book I like best as a kid. And then they forget. The fact is, you had a number of friends when you were a kid. You had a number of books you liked maybe when you were a kid, and you get it wrong. The best thing you could do would just be to put down something like your mother's maiden name or the city you were born in, that kind of thing, because you're not going to forget that. But a lot of people go the other way. And frankly, I registered to vote so long ago, I can't remember. And if I had to remember what number I gave, you kidding me? I don't know if I were in Texas. I don't know. In Harris County, which is Houston, 30%, almost 30% of absentee ballots were denied. San Antonio, about 25%. They had a big argument. This kills me. This slays me. They had a big argument. What happens if somebody was quite sly and goes, I don't remember which I gave you, but here's both of them. Here is my social security number, and here is my driver's license number. They argued about whether that was too, quote, sneaky, end quote, to send these people a ballot. But they finally came down and said, okay, if they do that, and one of them was right, and the other one is, we look at the records, and it is registered to that person, we'll give him a ballot. What is this? What is this? Next, spouses can't make a request for the other spouse. In other words, husband and wife, elderly people, they put an application, they get the social security numbers right and everything and say, send it to us. They need a separate envelope for the wife. They need a separate envelope for the spouse. Number three, in the old days, they would put a sticker on, you know, they just generate it in the office with your address and so forth after you verify it. They won't do that anymore. Now you have to handwrite all this stuff. And number four, this slays me as well. I mean, this is unbelievable. You'd think, is that bad enough? No, you can't get one anyway, even if you do all this stuff. Unless you're 65 or older, disabled, certified disabled, or you say you're going to be out of the county on election day. In other words, you don't just get to vote absentee. You have to be 65 or older, disabled, or out of the county and establish that. And then you have to put the correct number between your driver's license number and Social Security number that you did when you registered, which could have been 40 years ago. And a lot of people play a guessing game. They do not put down both numbers. They try to guess one. And here's the deal. Even if the number they put down checks out for them, so it's clearly the person, if it wasn't, they didn't guess right as to the one they gave 40 years ago, they can't vote. And if they ask for their spouse, the spouse could be somehow infirm and so on and maybe can't write. They can't ask for their spouse. Almost 30% of the absentee ballots for Houston thrown out. 25% in San Antonio. Now you may say, all right, this is for a primary in March 1. Yeah, that's true. But this is what's going to happen in November. This is what's going to happen in November. So the election authorities apparently, did some training to local clerks, fortunately, and that training was not authorized by the state. I can see the legislature next time forbidding training. But they authorized training, and they said that training cut down the rejections. If we had not given that training, they would have rejected 60% of Houston and 50% of San Antonio. That is why the election authority, the woman said, my friends, this is what voter suppression looks like. This isn't in good faith. This isn't normal. This isn't kind. This isn't anything to do with verifying identities. This is a guessing game. This is a guessing game in which people have to guess what number they gave 40 years ago. And fortunately, if they give all their numbers, after a lot of fighting, that is okay. But what's going on here? The whole idea should be verification of identity. Once that is accomplished, what's the purpose in doing the rest of this except driving down voting? And what's the purpose of saying that somebody has to be 65, disabled, or out of the county before they can even ask for one of these things? And what's the purpose of saying that somebody can't ask for a ballot for his wife in the same application of his with her signature on it, and no sticker, so he has to write out the address twice. This is all funny stuff. This is all busy work. This is all fake. It's all fake. What they want is to force people to come in person. Elderly people who have difficulty walking may not want to do that. Single moms who have no child care won't want to do that. People who work some shifts and just can't get off to do it aren't going to want to or be able to do it. People who are going to be out of the county that day but somehow didn't verify it or didn't show it aren't going to vote. People who are disabled or infirm, but they're not actually in a hospital bed with a doctor's certificate, are not going to be able to vote. This is fraud. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.